Hello, welcome to the Minotaur Heights podcast. Those of you who are watching this on YouTube, probably wondering yourselves, what happened to the mustache? What happened to the hair? Why am I standing up? Well, the reason I'm standing up is because the chair that I usually use finally gave out, and I don't have a chair anymore. And for the mustache and hair, I'll be getting into that because this episode of the podcast is another mental health episode, and kind of had a slight mental breakdown and decided to get rid of the mustache and cut my hair off. So here we are now. And it's been a while since I've done one of the mental health shows, and not because I haven't wanted to, it's just having my own mental issues that I've been dealing with, and over the last couple of months, I've just haven't really been sure how to convey my thoughts on it. So this one I've decided to just completely devote to my own mental health, because I've just, a lot that's been going on over the last few months, and some of it I can't really get into because it's, while I do open up a lot of personal things on here, it's a little bit of information is too personal for me to speak about, and it's not my business to share anyway. But I'll just say it's a family situation, and those of you that I have opened up to about this, friends and obviously family, you already know what I'm talking about. And just processing all of that, and has been a very difficult situation for me, and also stuff going on with work and stress and frustration and worrying, because, you know, like work, they've hours have been getting cut a lot and days have been getting cut, rather than me working Monday to Saturday like I have been. Now it's down to working half a day, maybe three times a week, and that has me worried about what my future is at this clinic is going to be, and that's been really messing with me mentally and has me wondering, like, what am I going to do? I've been putting in applications wherever I can that is hiring, mostly medical, obviously, because I don't want to fall too far back on my progression in my medical career, and and also on top of worrying about work, I've just been feeling a lot of personal anxiety, and just for whatever reason, just lately I've been feeling, and again, a few people that I've opened up to about this, I've just been feeling invisible to a lot of people, and not family, obviously, because, you know, family's always there, but it's just, like, other situations, you know, like with friends, feeling invisible to the, you know, communities that I try to contribute to, and feeling like my contributions, are basically meaningless to the communities that I've been associated with, you know, whether it's, you know, Snyder Cut community or, you know, other communities that I've been trying to work with regards to, like, mental health awareness and suicide prevention. Just feeling like my voice is not, like, it doesn't matter. And it's, you know, that's, like I said, that's why I, you know, had, like, a just all of that together just kind of made me just in my head, and just decided hair is gone, mustache is gone, and yeah. So And I'm having a hard time just figuring out what to do because I have not had to rely on any medications, you know, like antidepressants or anxiety medications for a very long time. And I've, because when I was on those medications, I did not like how they made me feel. They made me feel very, very zombified. And I did not feel like myself. And I do not like that. I do not like to impair myself like that. That's why in my Straight Edge episode that I did a couple months ago, where I opened up a lot about that, but I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't abuse prescription medications, and I don't take any recreational drugs either. I don't do any of that stuff. And when I was on antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, I was not myself, my true self. I was a shell of myself. I was, you know, on the outside I was present, but on the inside I was not. And me feeling the way that I've been feeling, where, like I said, that I feel invisible and like my voice is not being heard, my contributions are not meaning anything, you know, that I don't feel valued, you know, in certain aspects. And I really want to figure out how to cope with all of this, because I do not want to have to rely on those medications anymore, ever again. I don't want to have to take a Celexa or a Prozac or a Xanax or Trazodone or, you know, or any other medications like Cymbalta, whatever other mental health medications that are out there. And I've just been really isolating myself a lot. Some of the people that I interact with on social media, specifically like Twitter or Vero, I don't, probably anyone who actually does pay attention to my social activity will know that my activity has been a little, has not been as consistent as it usually is. I still do my usual time hop and Bitmoji posts that I do every morning, because, I don't know, for the last 4 years I've just gotten into a habit of doing that, and I'm a creature of habit, so that's one habit that I do enjoy. And, you know, while it not might not mean much to a lot of people, like, me doing that is, I don't know, it's just, I don't want to say it's therapeutic, but it's just, it's nice having a routine, you know? And I don't do well with change, especially big changes, like, again, with work, where hours are getting cut, days are getting cut, and, you know, but we used to have 4 MAs working at the clinic, then we got it down to 3, now we're down to 2, and it's just, you know, that kind of thing can cause a lot of stress for a lot of people who would be in my situation or similar situations. Like I said, I've been applying at some places, but because it took a long time for me to get this job, I'm worried that's going to be another situation like that. Because, you know, with this job, I was volunteering at a free clinic in 2019, and then this job I didn't get until last summer, around July. And I've had this job, you know, July, August, September, October, November, December. Almost eight months. And, you know, it's been one of the best and most rewarding experiences I've had in the medical field so far, and I don't want to lose this opportunity. And I'm trying my best to find other opportunities in my field, but out here in this town, Jacksonville, North Carolina, the opportunities are few and far between, and not a lot of prospects available to medical assistants like myself, especially as a male medical assistant. You know, because a lot of clinics happy to hire other women in the field, and I That's not my issue. Is not with that specifically, but it's just I know some clinics have their preference, and a man working as a medical assistant is not always, you know, what they're looking for. A lot of them do prefer to hire women, and that's fine. I get it, especially if it's like a Planned Parenthood type of clinic. I understand you want to have a female staff. It's more comfortable client for the clients and patients. But, you know, other men who work in similar fields, not getting a fair opportunity can be a bit stressful. And no, I'm not going to get political on that, because I try my best not to get political on here, because I know politics can bring out the worst in some people, and I've gotten into it with too many people in regards to politics on social media, especially. So I want to try to avoid that. And and I've been very careful with who I open up to in recent months, because before, when I would open up to some people about what's going on with me, sometimes they would, at a later point, use what I... I'm trying to find the right word for it. Confided in them, like they've whatever information I confided in them with, that they would use it against me, and I do not want to have to go through that kind of situation ever again. And I try my best to not be in any. I try not to be a person of conflict. I try to avoid conflict as much as I can. And, yeah, it's just, times are hard, not just for me, but for a lot of people, but, right now it's just, like uncertainty with my job and just other things. And the anniversary of my father's passing is coming up, April 7th. This year is 9 years, next year will be 10 years, because he passed away April 7th, 2012. So that anniversary coming up every year around this time, it's not an easy time for me. So, yeah, from, like, April 7th, the anniversary of his passing, and then his birthday is on April 29th, so... Every year, around this time, and then during the month of April, it's not a fun time for me, really. And Father's Days are very difficult as well. And just... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with a lot. I don't know what to do with a lot of this, And I, like I said, I do try to reach out and open up to certain people. Sometimes I'm just afraid to reach out and open up, and so that's why sometimes I prefer to do this, because, as I've said before, it's a very therapeutic experience for me, getting all these things out and getting my feelings out, because I'm not always good with sharing it with specific people. Certain people I'm able to do that with. You know, my brothers, certain friends, but sometimes even that is too hard for me. So instead, I record my feelings and my thoughts on here, and just whatever happens, happens. So I'm trying very hard not to get back into that dark place that I was in a few years ago. I'm trying very hard not to go back there, because I hated being in that place, because it was brought out an ugly side of me that I don't want to show to anybody ever again, because that is not the me that I want people to see. But if it ever comes out, then I don't know what I'm going to do. And people are actually going to be watching or listening to this. And if anything that I'm saying here is going to matter or mean anything. I'm just sharing what I'm feeling, and I have my TV on right now. It's on the screensaver for on the Fire Stick, and they're showing advertisements for The Nanny on Pluto TV. So if you see me smiling a little bit, that's why. And some of the people that I have opened up to about this, telling me it's like to just find, you know, certain things that make me happy, like watch a show or a movie that'll make me happy, and that usually that does work, or, you know, or listening to some music, or reading a book, which I've, you know, been trying to really find a lot of more books to read, and sometimes they help, you know, other times they don't help, like, you know, sometimes, like, watching certain movies, like, we watched the Hunger Games movies over the last few days, and as much as I enjoyed watching those, you know, that's only a temporary relief. With a book, reading a book, you know, that feeling of relief and calmness can last a little bit longer, but once I finish that last word on that last page of that last chapter, then that feeling goes away again. When I listen to music, you know, depending on what music I'm listening to, you know, that feeling can only last as long as the song lasts. And people that I do try to reach out to, they don't always reach back, which hurts, but I understand, you know, their lives, they have other things in their lives that are much more important, and I'm not trying to say that to guilt trip anybody who might be watching or listening to this. It's just, I understand, that's just life. You know, a lot of my friends, they have kids, and, you know, husbands, and wives, and, you know, demanding jobs, and, you know, demanding careers, and other things, you know, that they are going through, that requires more of their attention. So, of course, they're not gonna, I completely understand, that they don't have an extra couple of minutes to spare, you know, to listen to my bullshit. And remember, I tweeted, I think last night. I'm recording this Saturday night, well, technically Sunday morning. It's 12:55 a.m. Saturday going into Sunday, but I tweeted it out like Friday going into Saturday. That I said, some days I feel like Max Dillon / Electro from The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I just wanted people to see me. And, yeah. And really, with that, I mean that in a few ways. I mean that, one, as in just, again, wanting my contributions to be acknowledged, wanting my voice to be heard, and also just, when I reach out, just please reach back. You don't, even if it's not right away, I just want to know that you at least hear me, you know? You know, and there's very few people in my life that I can say that I can truly rely on them to be there for me. It might seem a little selfish, but, you know, and I get that, and I try not to be selfish, but sometimes it's okay to be selfish, and, you know, I am a big believer in that. Sometimes it's okay to be selfish, and because most people who know me know that I'm not a selfish person, you know, like 99.99% of the time I'm not a selfish person. I mean, look at my career choice, you know, the most selfless job in the world as far as I'm concerned. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty more, but, you know, for me it's the most selfless job that I've ever worked. You know, and I've worked a lot of jobs. You know, I've worked call centers, fast food, retail. I used to help my dad's accounting firm. You know, that wasn't really a job. I would just go there during the summers because I had nothing else going on in the summers, you know, when I was a kid. But anyways, just these last few months have not been have not been the best for me. I mean, I've had some good days here and there for the most part, but I don't know, just ever since November, when I was in that car accident, just seems like everything has just gone to shit, really. And you know, stuff going on with my physical health and my mental health going every which way that it's been. And like I said, uncertainty about my job and uncertainty about other things. Worrying about money and for, you know, important stuff that I need to take care of. It's tough. Like I said, I know other people have been having a tough time over the past year and having it much worse than I am. I understand that, you know, but I am not them, so I can't relate to what their struggles are. I can only relate to those who have had similar experiences to mine, and I don't know, and honestly, I don't think I know enough people who are able to understand what I'm feeling, and if you are, if what anyone watching or listening to this is somebody who understands what I'm feeling, then you know, feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to. I always respond to anyone who does reach out to me. Yeah, just try. I try to be positive as much as I can. I try to present positivity and promote positivity, but sometimes just the positivity, you know, I don't always have it for myself, and I know I shouldn't feel that way, but sometimes I can't help how I feel. All I can do is try to work on that. You know, and I hope that things can get better in time. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. And I think I'm gonna just cut it off right there because I don't really know what else to say, and I feel like I've just been rambling on about nothing, so. And if you stuck around this long to hear me rambling about all this stuff, I appreciate that very much. Subscribe to the show if you haven't already. YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, Anchor. All the links are in the description. And donate to the AFSP Autumn Snyder Tribute Fund. That link is in the description as well. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, my favorite charity that I very passionately promote on my social media as much as I can, as often as I can, in every possible way that I can, and contribute. No amount is too little or too much, you can also, if you want to support me, you can, you know, I have a Patreon, $1 a month if anyone's interested. You can also buy something from my store. Both links to those are in the description. You know, check out any of my past content on here. You can also reach me on my social media. All the direct links to those are in the description as well. Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, which I don't know how many of you actually are, if you want it to be, just ask, and we'll figure that out. So thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing. I truly and genuinely love and appreciate every single one of you. And I hope you all are doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. That you're being good people, being good to each other. And yeah, this has been the Men in Tights Podcast, and I am Julian, and I'll see all of you next time. Bye.